最近老刷到一些博主。
Recently, I've been seeing a lot of bloggers online.
再告诉大家啊。
Let me tell you again.
财富自由在不同的城市里面需要多少钱？
How much money is needed to achieve financial freedom in different cities?
有600,000的。
6 million.
500,000的。
500,000.
1,000,000的。接着就告诉你，给你算账。
I'm telling you, I'll show you how it works.
然后存在银行里面。
Then exist in the bank.
按两个点。
Click on 2 points.
每天你需要花多少钱？
How much money do you need to spend every day?
基本上就自己说，可以。
Basically, I said that I can do it.
什么也不干。
Do nothing.
就这么躺平了。
Just lying down.
说实话。
Honestly.
他们就是为了这点流量。
They are just for this traffic.
因为他们既不懂财富。
Because they don't understand wealth.
也不懂自由。
Don't know about freedom.
当时我们啊，有一个挺大的项目。
At that time, we had a pretty big project. Well,
需要对接投资方。
Need to connect with investors.
而且是影视娱乐方面的。
And it's in the field of film and entertainment.
就通过朋友介绍认识了一个大佬。
I met a big shot through a friend's introduction.
这个大佬呢，背景。很厉害。
This guy has a very impressive background.
曾经在华尔街。
Once in Wall Street.
美国球鞋。
American shoes.
华尔街，做过高管。
Wall Street, I've been a CEO.
然后被看上，被谁看上呢？
Then who looked at me?
那一定是血统家族。
That must be a family.
然后挖回到国内，被这个血统家族站台啊。
Then dig back into the domestic situation where this bloodline family is supporting them.
大概14-15年之久。
Approximately 14 years ago.
年龄跟我相仿。
Around my age.
当时跟我们谈这个项目的时候。
When they talked to us about this project.
他呢刚刚啊通过这些努力博得的信任。
He just now gained the trust through these efforts.
然后可以出来单飞了。
Then you can go out and live independently.
就是说自由度相对比较高了。
That means the freedom is relatively high.
然后开始管理的资金规模并不是那么大。
Then, the scale of the funds they manage is not very large.
但也不小。
But it's not small.
跟我们有接触，对我们的项目和这个前景很感兴趣。
We are very interested in your project and the prospects.
而且关键的跟我呢，很投脾气。
And the most important thing is that we have similar personalities.
在谈这个项目的过程当中呢
，During the process of discussing this project,
我们俩老在他这个办公室呢。
We used to hang out in his office.
他有一个专门小小的一个雪茄吧。
He has a small cigar bar.
在那里面可以喝点红酒。
There you can drink red wine.
然后抽一根雪茄。
Then light a cigar.
然后探讨一下这个事情的。
Then discuss this matter.
接下来的走向之类的。
The next steps such as.
就是那段时间我们经常啊隔三差五会在那儿见面。
That's when we often met up occasionally.
对啊。
Right.
就涉及到。方方面面的聊的这个事情啊。
This involves a wide range of topics.
有一天呢，我们又喝的。
One day, I didn't have any to drink.
周末喝的挺好。
It was a great weekend.
因为私密性比较强吧。
Because it's very private.
自己公司里面的一个小角落。
Small corner in my own company.
大家呢就聊到了财富自由。
What about you guys? We've talked about financial freedom.
哎。
Oh.
这个兄弟啊很有感触。
This guy really touched me.
他说
He said,
通过我这么多年的背景和什么什么的
Based on my background and experience,
在北京这种一线大城市北上广深
In a first-tier city like Beijing, which is part of the northern, broad, and deep Beidou region,
要想生活的富足而低调
To live a life of abundance and modesty.
注意这俩字儿，低调。
Pay attention to these two characters.
包括方方面面的条件如何去满足。
This includes how to meet all the various conditions.
他说我们测算出来一个精准的数字。
He said that we have calculated a precise figure.
因为我们是搞投资的
Because we are in the investment business,
所以我们测算的指标和得出的数字相对是非常非常值得信赖的
Therefore, the indicators and numbers we calculated are very, very reliable.
我说那是多少钱
How much is it?
在北京一线城市可以财富自由
In first-tier cities like Beijing, it's possible to achieve financial freedom.
他说
He said,
父爱
Father's love.
接下来说的最后最重要的一个条件
Now, let's talk about the most important condition.
其实让我脊背发凉
Actually, it made me shiver.
汗毛孔都竖起来了
My goosebumps were raised.
他说啊，其实多少 y 是我们测算出来的。
He said that the number of y is actually a result of our calculation.
但是这里边有一个特别重要的一条。
However, there is a particularly important point here.
就是主人对你的这个事情的敏感程度。
It's about how sensitive your owner is to this situation.
这是一条细细的红线。
This is a thin red line.
四歪是当时那个场景下不会被主人注意到的数字。
Four is a number that would not have been noticed by the owner in that situation.
具体来说就是说你在这条细细的红线之下啊。
Specifically, this means that you are within this narrow red line.
你几乎可以为所欲为。
You can almost do anything you want.
没有人注意。
No one noticed.
也不会引起主人的注意。
You won't attract the owner's attention.
那可是八九年前啊。
That was almost a decade ago.
他说我给你讲个故事。
He said he would tell you a story.
他说啊，我这么多年帮人站台，知道的内幕经验。
He said that after so many years of helping people, I have gained a lot of inside information.
结合我对历史的了解。
Based on my knowledge of history.
他说古代啊所有的大户人家富足之家啊
He said that in ancient times, all wealthy and prosperous families,
他说的三宫六院妻妾成群就没法弄了。
He said that having three wives and six concubines is impossible.
这太多了。
Too much.
后宫。
He said that the palace was beautiful.
但是主人呢都会 按照他的喜好程度和对一个妻妾的。
But the master would also follow his preferences and the preferences of his concubines.
除了正妻之外啊，
Besides my wife,
每一个人都在腰间
everyone is in the waist.
会给他系一条红绳，
You will tie a red string to him.
这个红绳前面带一个小扣，
There is a small buckle on the front of the red rope.
可以是金的、银的、
It can be gold,
铜的，
silver,
或者是其他的东西。
or something else.
表明喜爱的程度和这个身份的级别的不同。
Expressing the degree of liking and the level of the identity.
因为过去是封建社会嘛，
Because it was a feudal society in the past,
女人基本上也是男人的商品。
women are essentially commodities for men.
他说：“一旦这条红绳主人帮你改了，
He said that once the owner of the red string helps you,
比如说金的变成银的了，
for example, gold has turned into silver,
那就是说你很多事情其实得罪他。
that means you've probably offended him in many ways.
他已经把你降级了。
He has already demoted you.
但如果说他把这条红绳取掉了，
But if he took off this red string,
那么就大祸临头了，
then it's a disaster.
可能你就要被卖了。
You might be sold.
我当时有点听不懂啊。
I didn't quite understand what you were saying.
他说：“其实我们在所有的血统家族面前都是奴仆。
He said that in fact, we are all slaves in front of all bloodlines.
”他说：“不管我们做得多大，
He said, no matter how far we go,
你有多少的财富，
how much wealth,
其实都是有一根细细的红线。”
actually, they are all just a thin red thread.
在那里衡量，只是给每个人的宽容度不一样啊。
It's just a matter of different people having different tolerances.
普通人没有什么背景，
Ordinary people have no background.
没有什么更多理由的。
There is nothing more to say.
那么4y 就是你的极限。
So, 4y is your limit.
其他的人另说，人家会对你有所看重，
Others may see you differently.
有所企图的话，
If you have any aspirations,
那你再多了也没关系。
that's fine, you can have more.
那一旦人家介入，
Once someone intervenes,
那你就是附属品了，
you are just a subsidiary.
你依然跟我那过去的十几年一样。
You are still the same as you were in the past 10 years.
你是个站台的，帮着接客的，
You are a helper at a station,
帮着敛东西的，
help to collect things.
说白了就是门童加大堂经理。回到开始说的那些为博流量的博主，
In short, it's just that the young man and paying manager have returned to the same wandering bloggers that the manager had mentioned earlier.
告诉你把600万、1000万存在一个银行里。
Tell me, if you have $6 million and $10,000,
你就是贵宾，
you are a VIP.
你就是银行行长也要接待的人。
You are the bank president, so you must receive guests.
然后你就可以每天目标就是花掉那个利息所产生的费用。
Then your daily goal is to spend the cost generated by that interest.
但我告诉你啊，
I tell you,
你只要把这笔钱放在一家银行里，
as long as you put this money in a bank,
其实你就是基本上你也不懂财富。
Actually, you don't really understand wealth.
然后你也不懂自由了。
And you don't understand freedom either.
但是呢，现在有一个最大的问题。
However, there is a major problem now.
这八九年过去，这下行的情况可挺敏感的。
These 8 or 9 years have passed, and the current situation is quite sensitive.
当年的四歪。
The 4 crooked ones.
现在我估计十分之一都够呛了吧。
Now, I think it's probably not enough.
其实主人可能已经把那条红线都挪到脚脖子了。
Actually, the owner may have already moved that red line to the back of their neck.
细思极恐啊。
It's really scary to think about it.
大家都好自为之吧啊。
Everyone, please be responsible for yourselves.